Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe, and I want to talk about intuitive eating today and a couple of the things that might come up that you might feel some resistance around intuitive eating. You might get stressed out about intuitive eating. I'm just going to cover a few things that have come up in terms of questions that people have asked me about intuitive eating. Okay. So first of all, intuitive eating, what does my view of intuitive eating look like? Okay, so from a law of attraction perspective, right, intuitive eating is good because it feels like freedom. It feels like a lighter energy. It's more about the energy that you're embodying as you do the intuitive eating, right? It's about pleasure. It's about nourishment. It's about fulfillment. It's all bringing in these different energies that make you become more of a vibrational match to the weight that you desire and also health, because the dieting energy for me and the dieting mentality, like I talk about all the time, was more rigid, it was more controlling, it was stressful, it was overwhelming. So intuitive eating is more about teaching yourself how to interact with that lighter energy around food and improving the relationship with food so that you're a vibrational match to what you want, right? So that's where intuitive eating is meant to be about helping you achieve that energy, is to bring you back into alignment in relation to food, right? Because that's what it's all about at the end of the day, is becoming like more aligned, feeling good, right? Feeling good is what we want. And so intuitive eating is a practice where you start listening to your body so that you have more awareness of what makes you feel good. You have more awareness of your hunger and fullness, and that becomes your new guidance system as to how you look after yourself. But the problem with intuitive eating, first up, is that our hunger has been conditioned for so long in different ways, like how I've talked about emotional eating. Like, your hunger's been conditioned, and that's why you don't trust yourself. It's not that your body isn't trustworthy, it's that you've been conditioned in a way that makes you not trust yourself. But you can recondition yourself to trust, be able to trust your body and to let go of the emotional eating, right? So that's what the whole process that I do is all about. That's what I teach you to do, right? But a couple of times, like, I get these questions about intuitive eating, which I want to help you decipher and elaborate. But above all, right, remember that it isn't so much about the action you take, but the energy in which you take that action. Because when you are shifting your relationship around food and you enter into more of a trusting energy, you end up manifesting situations where you reinforce the belief that you trust yourself around food, right? That's pretty much all it comes back down to, is shifting your beliefs so that then your behaviors and patterns start to reinforce those new beliefs. And it's just a matter of convincing yourself enough times and persisting and repeating and just repetition, that's pretty much, and brainwashing yourself into this new way of thinking, that you start to elicit behaviors that reinforce those new beliefs, right? That's with anything. That's with money mindset. That's with relationship mindset. It's with weight loss mindset. It's everything. You have to just really persist in shifting the way that you think and view the world, right? So with intuitive eating, one of the things that I can relate to this question as well, one of the questions that I got was, you've been working towards intuitive eating, but you find that if you listen to your body, you're not hungry at all. And it basically feels like an effort to force feed yourself because you know you should eat. Okay, because it's been 6 to 7 hours since your last meal. Okay, so that was the question. So the question is, should I be eating to build that predictability for my body or listen to it now and only eat when I'm hungry? So there's so many different facets to this. And the first thing is whenever we come up to a roadblock in our journey, so we're on a journey and we come up to a roadblock and we're questioning this thing, it's like we tend to, and I do this still to this day, right? Still to this day. And I noticed that my coach Kimberly pulled me up on it today. It's like you're in the space of thinking instead of feeling. And your guidance system is your feelings. Like, duh. It's so obvious to me about food, but like anyone, like when you're applying something to different aspects of life, you forget these simple principles. And that's why you're here, is because I fully understand these principles around food. And then, you know, applying it to other stuff, sometimes you just need that little bit of a reminder every now and again. So with food, right, it's the same thing. Your emotions are your guidance system. So your priority is to feel good. And you're trying to manifest a situation where you are healthy and you can trust your body. So whatever it is that you do, you want to make sure that you shift the energy around what you're currently doing to not ever feel bad or guilty about what you've done. You're always continually growing. You're always continually heading towards the path that you want to go to. And that's the belief that you want to have so that you do continue to manifest moving closer to your goal and the path that you want to get to, right? The belief that you're always on the right track. Even if there's things in the way, there's roadblocks, hey, that's just a normal part of life. Let's not get off track here and start catastrophizing things, okay? So basically, when you come to this roadblock of, hey, I'm not hungry and I'm trying to listen to my body, but I'm not hungry. Like, let me just give you kind of a disclaimer first off, just a bit of a disclaimer. It's very difficult to 100% give the right answers on these things without necessarily knowing what that person is eating. Because if you're clearly not eating enough in the day, then that's going to be a different process to if you are eating enough during the day, but you're just panicking about why you're not hungry, right? So from a scientific perspective, because I've got that background, it's like, right, well, how much are you eating? How much are you eating throughout the day? How much were you eating yesterday so that to this point, like you're not hungry, right? Where are you at? Are you trying to lose weight? Have you, you know, it's like you need to get the history and the backstory because it's such a, like, it's an individual thing, isn't it? It's not, and that's why you can't just give cookie cutter advice because it's an individual thing. But in terms of for this podcast, to give you some insight, that's kind of what I would do from a practical standpoint. My thing would be, well, what does your eating look like, first of all? Why is this a problem that, you know, first of all, what are you aiming for? Are you aiming, what does the ideal you, what do you want to be? Is it like, are you eating 3 meals a day? Is that what your goal is? Like, what is the goal? Because yes, intuitive eating is about eating when you're hungry, but you do, your body is trainable. Your body is, you can train your body. It's not like it's this thing that you just let run wild like a wild child. It's like when you have kids, right? And for example, you say to the kid, you got to eat your dinner now. And they're like, I'm not hungry. All right, well, you're not going to eat any dinner. And then an hour later, they're like, I'm hungry. And you're like, no, well, you didn't eat at your dinner time. So now you've got to wait till the next meal. It's kind of like that. And I know that sounds harsh, but it's more like you're just training your body. So it's kind of like, because I've done this with myself before. It's like, oh, well, I'm not hungry now. And then an hour later, I'm hungry. It's like, well, no, but you didn't eat at that specified time. So now you got to wait till the next time. So that's like in the early stages. Like I wouldn't need to do that now. But I'm just saying when you're training yourself, it's like you can set these boundaries to help you. It's like, okay, so you want to get hungry in 3 meals in a day. So then like plan out the meals so that you do get hungry, right? Because you've got a certain number of energy that you need to fulfill in a day and break it down. I mean, if you've eaten and then you're like having to force yourself to eat 6 or 7 hours later, it's like, so what's been happening all around that time, right? What's been happening? If it was me personally, I tend to acknowledge that it's been this amount of time and I should eat something. Sometimes if we get really distracted, and this is like how you can overcome emotional eating, is to take, that's why it works. Taking the focus off the food can work so well. Like I've been in positions where I've not wanted to eat. I just don't feel like eating, but I eat because I know that I haven't eaten enough calories for the day. That's pretty much how I go about it. And I'm not counting calories, but I have enough awareness of how much I should eat to know, I haven't eaten enough today and I want to look after myself. That's like where that voice of love comes in and goes, hey, I want to look after myself and I know that I'm going to feel better if I eat more consistently. I'm just going to eat something. And yes, sometimes it might be like, you know, I'm not super hungry, but I'm still eating, but I'm in a place where I'm no longer an emotional eater. So reinforcing myself to eat when I'm not hungry is not a big deal for me anymore. It's more if you're an emotional eater and doing that is reinforcing something. So what I'm trying to say is that in the beginning stages of intuitive eating, it doesn't have to be this hard and fast rule of you have to eat when you're hungry. Yes, you want to apply that. You want to feel into your body, but it's like anything, yeah? If you approach intuitive eating from the wrong energy, you're still operating from the dieting mindset. It's like, it doesn't have to be so hard. Feel into it being easy. Feel into you being the captain of your own ship. Like, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? In a world where you know what to do and you look after yourself, what do you do? You know what I mean? And it's like, yes, you can get educated on nutrition and bring that energy into it as well. Of course you can. It's like, use what you've learned or further your knowledge in nutrition if you need to, and bring that energy into it, but come from this place of love and lightness, and you can't fuck it up. Like, oh my God, so you fuck it up for a little while and your eating is shit. Who the fuck cares? Like, it doesn't have to mean failure. That's what I mean. That's just your ego. That's your ego coming in and trying to make it bad, or you have to be perfect. You have to eat this way, or I'm doing intuitive eating wrong, or I'm gaining weight. That means I'm doing it wrong. No, that's your ego. You're gaining weight. Okay, no big deal. Let's reassess. Let's focus on getting back into alignment first. then, like, you don't want to start worrying about your weight or planning from this fixing energy of how you're going to lose it, because you're focusing on the problem too much. You want to reassess everything, like, by just dropping the weight thing altogether and focusing on something that makes you feel better. That's what I used to do. If you're just focusing on the thing, it's like waiting for a microwave to tick down and for your food to be ready. You're sitting there and it's taking so much longer and it feels so much more uncomfortable because you're focusing on the thing that you want so badly. It's like you walk away from the microwave and then all of a sudden, bing, your food's done. And you're like, oh, you just avoided all this unnecessary discomfort energy. And I know that's a weird analogy, but it's like the same with your weight loss and your emotional eating issue. You've got to start building a life where you're having fun and you're enjoying yourself. And it's like that with everything. It's like, why do we make this so complicated? Why do we make this? Because we all do it. We're all conditioned in different things. And I've done that with food now, and I'm doing that with other aspects of my life. It's like, stop making it so freaking complicated. You know what I mean? So I hope that makes sense. But I guess, yeah, coming back to like this intuitive eating thing and like having to force feed yourself kind of thing. Well, again, coming back to, is your goal weight loss? Do you have a weight loss goal? Do you have weight to lose? It's like if you're being in a calorie deficit and you're not going into too much of a calorie deficit, I would still try to hit that, like, you don't want to be under eating too much, because then you're pretty much going through this cycle of binge eating. So in the beginning, right, when I was a binge eater, I would go through the same phases. So I'd binge eat, and then when it came to the binge phase being over and I wanted to lose weight, then I would not feel hungry because, duh, I just went through a binge phase. But I forced myself to eat consistently to train my body to eat a new, to have a new consistent base point. Because if your whole life you've been used to yo-yo dieting, then yes, you're gonna be used to, when you're actually being mindful, you're probably gonna go, oh, I'm not even hungry. And it's like, don't view that as a negative. View it as a positive. It's like, hey, I've been a binge eater and all of a sudden I'm not hungry. Let's just like celebrate this. You know what I mean? Like, don't bring in the wrong energy about it. Don't make it a bad thing. Go, oh, okay, so I'm trying to lose weight and I'm doing this thing, and let's just feel into how satisfied I feel right now around food, you know? But within the, at the same time, you want to also bring in that energy of, I'm making a goal to eat consistently and to train my body to be more consistent, so I'm not eating all over the place. So let's just bring these two energies together. I'm still going to eat. I'm still going to eat mindfully with the energy that I'm looking after myself and feeling into how satisfying food makes me feel. You know, it gets to be easy and playful, and you get to play around with the way that you're approaching this. But I guess to sum it up, like, I would still prioritize being consistent, right? One of the things that I try to prioritize is being consistent. So if I know that I haven't eaten enough that day and I'm not necessarily hungry, like, I wouldn't ever allow myself to go below, I would never allow myself to go in a low calorie range, like a really low calorie range. Like, I don't calorie count, so it's like, it's hard for me to exactly kind of give you a calorie range. I mean, look, like, it's going to be different for everybody, but it's like, if you're consistently eating, for example, let me just give you, you can't take calorie ranges as your own, okay? Because everybody's calorie ranges are different. My calorie ranges have fluctuated throughout my weight loss and if I'm training, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, it's a very individual thing, but it's like, you know, for me, it's like anything below 1500 or 1600 calories is entering into potential binge territory. Okay, so even if I'm not hungry, it's like I would just eat something higher calorie. It's like there's plenty of higher calorie food. So if you're, this is more strategy, right? So if you're having trouble because you're eating a lot of low calorie foods and they fill you up quickly. So for weight loss, right, it's good to toss in some foods that make you feel full, that help you be in a calorie deficit. Everybody knows this, right? That's why people eat vegetables and salads when they go on a diet. That's why pretty much all the meal plans out there have a whole bunch of vegetables in them, right? Because they are like low calorie, like they're not calorie dense, if that makes sense, right? But you don't, people take it too far. That's what I keep on saying. People take it too far. You're going from one extreme to the next. It's like find the middle point and that's where you are consistent. Stop being so fucking restrictive and being so low calorie. Just put yourself in a slight calorie deficit, because when you're not dieting, you're probably eating three times the amount of calories that when you're on a diet. You're just not aware of it. So find the middle ground. And it's like when you're having trouble being hungry, it's like, well, look at where you could put nutritious higher calorie foods in there, like nuts and stuff. Like nuts are a nutritious higher calorie food that's easy to have a small portion and fill up like your calorie count for the day. I know that I'm focusing a lot on calories here, because the reason why I do that, reason why I say that, is because I need people to understand that if you're consistent with your energy intake, your body loves that. Like I've witnessed it in my own life, where when I started eating more consistently calorie wise, instead of being up and down, things started working better. Even my skin is clearer when I eat more consistently. My hormone, like my cycles are better. Everything's better. Like I don't get bloated as much during my period now, because I'm consistent with food, right? My body trusts me because I'm consistent with food, that kind of stuff. So that's why I talk in terms of calories and energy, because consistency is about energy. It's like food is energy, guys. Food is energy. You need to take that into account, that you need consistent energy in order for your body to function. So then, yes, you got to bring that aspect in. If you're really in a low calorie range and you're not hungry, it's like, okay, are you just trained this way because you've been a yo-yo dieter for so long and you're going through that phase of I've been a binge eater, and you're just going through a phase where you need to train your body. And then you're mixing in intuitive eating with training your body, and then eventually they just become one and you're now just an intuitive eater, right? Intuitive eating is not this thing that you can just do when you've been a fucked up eater your whole life, right? You've got to bring in this energy of I'm training myself. But it's not, guys, it's not what you do, it's how you're doing it. What is the emotions that you're bringing into this, you know? Are you coming from love, or are you coming from fear, control, lack, etc., etc.? And it's like, hey, guys, let's have some self-compassion here. We are doing a great job, you know? You're doing a great job. You're always succeeding. You're always on the right path. You're doing great. And that kind of thing, you know, you're bringing that kind of energy into it all. So that's pretty much, in terms of intuitive eating, how I would say, like, I did it, and what helped me was combining the two. It's like you're working towards intuitive eating. If things aren't perfect, Of course it's okay. Like, maintain that energy of I'm doing okay. And even if today I perhaps only ate 2 meals a day and I want to work up towards 3 meals per day because that's what my goal is or whatever, it's like, what do you want? What is the outcome that you want? Are you wanting to lose weight? Are you wanting to just maintain? Are you trying to change your body composition? Are you like just trying to increase your health or whatever? And it's like, intuitive eating is also about, hey, let's just experiment what works for me. Because all of us seem to, and I do this too, and I used to do this a lot, we're searching for outside of ourselves to find the answer. But nobody's going to give you their full answer. Like, nobody's going to know your body 100%. Nobody, except for you. Because who's feeling how you feel? You. It's like, oh, okay, so like, I should eat 5 meals a day. No, but 5 meals a day don't agree with me. And I'm never going to be that person who snacks a lot throughout the day anymore. Never. I don't give a fuck what you tell me. I like 3 meals a day. That works for me really well. What works for you though? Because don't just copy what I'm doing, because there was a time where 5 meals a day worked for me better than 3. And that's changed now. So what do you want? What works for you? You know what I mean? You got to bring that into it. That is truly when you're being intuitive, because you're like, well, what actually works? Like, when do I feel better? When do I feel like I'm functioning at my best? What foods make me feel better? That is how you truly become intuitive, because you're using you as your guidance. Like, observe yourself, observe what's going on. How do you feel? It's like, because it's almost as if we put so much pressure on having to be a certain way in order to be worthy. It's like, I'm following this diet, therefore I know I'm doing a good job. That kind of thing. I'm following this perfectly, so I get to reinforce this belief that I'm doing things correctly. You know what I mean? And it's like, let that pressure go. Let that go and gain a new perspective on things. It's like, I get to be the boss of my body. What do I want? While I can simultaneously educate myself and use that education to test and trial certain things and experiment and go, let me play with this idea and see how my body responds to this. Oh, well, this made me feel a bit anxious and overwhelmed and I felt like it was too rigid and controlling. Let's shift this around and try something else. That's how it should feel, okay? That's how it should feel when you're approaching it from a law of attraction perspective. It should feel aligned. You should be able to maintain alignment while you're playing around with all these different things, okay? You're viewing things from experimental light energy without so much focus on the outcome. Needing an outcome of I need to be perfect and look a certain way. That's how you're gonna be able to become a more, like, just get the result you want. You know, because at the end of the day, it's like, what is the outcome that you want from this, right? Anyway, guys, I hope that was helpful. This episode is actually I'm actually recording this pre-Bali. So I'm actually going away to Bali. So this, if you're listening to this now, as I've dropped this episode, I'm probably in Bali. So anyway, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you have had a lovely Christmas and Happy New Year. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.